Good morning, everybody in internet land, YouTube land. I got to tell you, I got some big, powerful guests coming on. Took a little bit of work, but I got them coming on, and we're going to start the timer right here, my ghetto timer. Let's put it up. I don't know. What do you guys say? 30 minutes. Is that good? 30 minutes. I like these timers, by the way. Yeah, it's working. Folks, didn't I say it? Didn't I say it 1,000 times? Who is RFK? What's his mission? Looks like he's throwing cheap shots at Trump already. And looks like it's going to be a little bit of a tag team effort with him and Biden. I'm paying close attention to this. I'm not worried at all. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not worried. I don't see November. I see beyond November. I see all the series of events coming to November. I see a big event coming in November, and I'm going to tell you right now, it's not going to work. Nothing they do will work. Nothing. It's inevitable what's coming, and we win. Just going to say, spoiler alert, we win. Folks, you can Venmo me D-Rod1977, and it will get tough. It's going to get unbearable, and a lot of you, there's going to be a lot of gnashing of the teeth. A lot of people just not knowing what to do. They're scared. I am going to be so scared. I'm going to pee all over my toes. You're going to get scared. A lot of you are going to get scared. I can't believe this is happening. Have no fear. Fear not, folks. That's why I'm wearing this shirt today. Because it's going to get real. It's going to get, it's going to get like, you're not going to believe it. It's okay, though. It's got to be this way. Got to be this way. Folks, when the lights go out on Amazon, leave an honest review, please. Please leave an honest review. The Mexican Mix, eh? The Mexican Mix, my mama's book. I read her the reviews, so please be nice. Also, folks, get cert, get cert. You're wondering what the hell is get cert. Well, I'm going to tell you right now. Have you heard of the cert food diet? Well, probably not, because it's something that was only popular among celebrities until now. In fact, it's actually not a restrictive diet at all. It's all about specific food you should be adding to your diet. Adding, not taking away, adding. You may know some big names who have actually followed this diet, like a world-famous singer who we can't mention. I don't know why they can't mention it. But she reportedly lost 100 whopping pounds using this exact same method in 2019. Or maybe you've heard of a certain mixed martial artist, Conor McGregor, who claims to have used this diet as well, or world championship boxer David Haye. Why aren't they saying the Nino? That's what I'm asking. The Nino, who credits this amazing shape to this. So now, the two international best-selling authors who've created CERT Food Diet, Glenn Matten and Aidan Goggins, have a new, even more incredible way to get these potent cert foods to all Americans. By combining them all into one revolutionary, powerful drink, so you can get all the benefits of the diet by just drinking this. It's called Ultimate Cert Juice, and it was designed to help you lose weight, support your overall health, and give you more energy to do the things you love. Folks, I do all, everything I read here, I do it all. I do it all. I've tried it, and I must say, it's amazing. I have amazing results. Since you're a loyal listener, I'm giving you all a $20 discount on this amazing product to try for yourself. And hey, it's way cheaper than buying any juice cleanse or all the ingredients. Get your supply of Ultimate Cert Juice now, folks. Get it now by going to getcert.com/Nino. That's getcert.com/Nino, or click on the link below in the description box. All right, folks. One down, one to go. Yeah. How you guys like it now? Huh? You like my commercials? Y'all think I'm batshit crazy? Because I am. I'm feeling good. I've got to tell you what. I had Ivan Raiklin on, and he's with General Flynn. We can't listen to that guy. I have them all on, folks. Relax, relax. Everybody gets to have their voice heard on Nino's Corner.tv. Everybody brings something to the table. Ivan Raiklin, by the way, former Green Beret, who aired out about 350 names on my program. 350 fucking names on my program that I'm in disbelief. I'm going to tell you that right now. Nino's Corner.tv, go over there. Look at the names yourself. They're all on there. They're all on there. So extensive research, all going all the way back 10 years to Russia, 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 to 2020 and beyond. Okay, so all the names are on there. We show the list. Go look at it yourself, folks. Make your own decision. Judge, use discernment. He shows it at Flynn's. I guess he has like a deep state wall or some shit like that where he like shows a big wall with, you know, back in the day in the movies where they used to have the red string connecting this person, the conspiracy wall. It's kind of like that. I think it's kind of cool. But on my program, he just shows the list. So, folks, Telegram, Nino's Corner, Rumble, Nino's Corner, X, Nino Boxer, PatriotWare.com, bing, bam, right there. Patriot, how do you like this? Trump, not war, 24. That shirt is on sale right now. Trump, not war, 24. telling you, it's taking off, man. Okay, the contest. The contest is still going, folks. It's still going. Oh, my cigar has gone out, guys. I like to have coffee and a cigar. Coffee and a cigar during the apocalypse. Okay, the contest is first place $1,500, second place $1,000, third place $500. All you got to do is like, share, and screenshot it and email it to Nino's Contests. That's it. That's how simple this is. Whoever does it the most wins. Okay, just stay active and keep doing it, keep sharing it, and keep screenshotting it. And whoever emails Nino's Contests the most, contest plural, at Gmail, wins. We'll count them up. We'll tally them up in first place, 1,500. Second place, 1,000. Third place, 500. Try to share to big groups on like Facebook and shit like that. Put my mug out there, especially amongst liberals, please. Nino's Corner.tv, folks. Ivan Raiklin is up right now. I had to take the Susan Bradford video down on FluffTube due to my YouTube agent. He said, Dave, what the fuck are you doing? Why is this up there? You're going to get mollywopped. And I said, well, you know, I think it's why. What's wrong with this? You can't talk about that on FluffTube. I said, oh, shit. So I pulled it. And let me tell you, folks, yes, I know. I interjected a lot. I interrupted a lot. I was a little too excited. I get excited about these topics, and I cut her off a lot. So forgive me. I mess up. I'm new to this game of podcasting. I'm used to doing shows by myself and trying to holding the whole damn fort down myself. So sometimes when I get a guest on that's a little slower or I'm already thinking ahead of them, I kind of interject too much. So I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm trying to get better. I'm trying. All right, so Susan Bradford's up there talking about Albert Pike in the three world wars. I remember seeing this letter in the 90s, okay? I remember seeing this in the 90s, like around 1993. I remember I saw it at my teacher's history class. I read it. I can't remember how I got this letter. It was a letter in the book, and I remember reading this going, wow, this seems very valid to me. Now they say it's been debunked. I don't know, folks. Seems like everything's kind of happening the way they said it would. And I just like to pay attention to these things because I know there's a bigger thing at play here, if you know what I'm saying. So the ghost is also coming on, Shadows in the System, Pascal Najati. I think that's how you say his last name. Now, how many of you saw that interview on Alex Jones? I saw it, and I'm going to call bullshit. Listen, a lot of you get your hopes up and you can do what you want. A lot of you get all happy and giddy over that interview. That's fine. That's fine. I don't know if some of you saw this. Maybe some of you have not. Go watch The Ghost. He kind of sets the record straight. I'll be putting that up tonight on NinosCorner.tv, where we go over the Pascal Najati interview with Alex Jones. Even Alex Jones was kind of like thrown off by it, but a lot of my audience believes in this. I'll go ahead and leave that up to your discernment, but just know we're going to kind of separate fact from fiction. So that's up on NinosCorner.tv. I have Kerry Cassidy coming on. I got Machine Gun Preacher, folks. Do you guys remember the Machine Gun Preacher movie with Gerard Butler? It was a while back. Well, I got the real Machine Gun Preacher coming on. Yeah, I think I got him right after this show, actually. Sancho. Sancho needs to make an appearance, huh? How many of you would vote for Sancho? Many of you would like to have Sancho at your house. Many of you deep down really want the Sancho. Sancho is my alter ego, pero I don't fuck around. I know deep down a lot of you want the Sancho. Oh, yes. Sancho for presidente. Why'd I take no shit? All right. Rob Cunningham is coming on as well. I'll be talking to him, I think, Tuesday. Mike King is coming back on. Dustin Nemos is coming back on. Dustin, oh, boy. Crowd favorite. So you love him or hate him. Dustin Nemos is coming on. And, folks, you might want to turn it down or turn it up, baby. Yeah. Turn it down or turn it up right now is your decision. Whew. Coming at you live for the apocalypse, baby. Yeah. Holy shit, that guy's crazy. Folks, I think I called it. I think I called it correctly with RFK. I had his campaign advisor on. I tried to listen to her. She's on Rumble. She's on NinosCorner.tv. They said they were going to bring on RFK. I don't know anymore. Probably not. I wouldn't expect him to come on this show, to be honest with you. But... Firing shots. So you got Biden roasting Trump at a dinner. Thank you for the super chat, by the way. That's huge. Thank you. Makes me feel kind of appreciated. You know, I feel like a little better about myself. A little better. I've been kicked in the nuts lately a lot. This month has been hard for me. You ever have those months, you know, those weeks out of a year that you're like, dude, how did I survive that? Like, that was brutal. This whole month, April, first of all, March, the ending of March, I put Axel down. So I had to put my dog down. That destroyed me. And then right after that, my dad went into the hospital with seizures. My mom's dementia went full force. had a big fight with my family. I'm like now the outcast. What else happened? There's some other things that happened I don't want to get into, but yeah, anyway, very eventful couple months. I don't know if you guys have noticed my energy's been off a little bit. I'm starting to come back. I'm starting to feel better. I'm taking long walks, thinking out my problems. And boy, is there a lot of problems. Is there a lot of problems in my cabeza? It's a bad neighborhood up here. I'll tell you that right now. The cigar is okay. It's not the best. All right, folks. So let's get into this. I'm the only guy that wears glasses and then takes them off when he reads because they fog up. Give me a thumbs up if you guys want to hear some more celebrity stuff. I might bring on some more celebrity stuff. I have a co-host coming on. She worked for MTV, Rose Angel, and I'm going to be talking to Denise, some other people, but we're going to be talking a lot about the scandals in entertainment that's happening right now because thumbs down, huh? Oh, thumbs up, thumbs up, thumbs up. Well, I just want to know, just to mix things up a bit, because if you talk so much about the deep state stuff, you go crazy, okay? You go a little bit crazy. The world, the day after I do a show like this, you would think I'd feel lifted up and happier. I kind of feel a little like bogged down. So just as long as you know, I'm going to mix up some entertainment in here. So entertainment is coming. We're going to be talking about Diddy, P. Diddy, J-Lo from the Bronx. Are you really from the Bronx? Are you really from the Bronx, J-Lo? Where exactly? We're going to be getting into that. And we're going to be talking about Kanye. Kanye's new little business venture. Kanye West. Looks like Kanye's going south. All right. So we've said this for a very long time, folks. Will Biden even make it to convention? I've been wondering this, pondering this. And I got to tell you, folks, it's looking less and less likely. Do you know that his team is now preparing for transition? Now, I talked to Juanito about this and a few other people. This is protocol. But for them to announce this early, I'm not really understanding it. Why are they going into transition right now? Could he be taking a step down? Could he? It's just a question. Could he be taking a step down at convention? Could this happen? Unfortunately, Nino, you only get half of the after fees and taxes. True. I don't know what you meant by that, but I'll go along with it. So could he be replaced at convention? Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm kind of expecting something like this to happen. He's preparing his transition team now. Why? Why? I mean, I've heard, okay, this is protocol, but aren't we kind of far out? Aren't we kind of really far out for this? Unless something happens in November, Democrat musical chairs. Ha! So I don't know. And why does RFK's entire family back Biden? They were just there with Biden. His whole family was with Biden. RFK, do you guys know this? Did you know this? The whole Kennedy family having dinner. So if they back Biden, but they won't get behind RFK. They put their foot down right there. Unless maybe, I don't know, he's going to be the great divider. Just a question. I'm just asking questions. I don't know. What role is he going to play? We know his VP pick, Nicole Sadahataha. So Nicole Sadahataha, I don't trust her. And I talked about that with Angela King, who's his campaign advisor. And she didn't really have an answer for that. I go, you know who, I can't say his name on here, but I was like, you know who backs Nicole Sadahataha? And she said, yeah, well, we have some questions about that. I'm like, oh, but do you? Did you guys see that interview? About Nicole Sadahataha. I don't know. So could I'm posing the question, could RFK and Biden kind of be working together here? I don't know. Just posing the questions. The signs are obviously everywhere. And RFK delivered a torpedo at Trump. And when I saw that, I was like, ah, okay, now you're picking your lane. Got it. Okay, gotcha. Instead of teaming up and trying to take down Biden, he's trying to take down Mr. T. So I don't know if he will. I don't know if we will really know what's going on until about August. But I think about August, things should start clearing up. The dust should be settling, and we should start seeing people picking their lanes around August. I think July, August, September. And don't count on a debate, folks. Don't count on a debate with Biden and Trump. Okay, don't even think about it, because he doesn't need to. He really doesn't need to, especially if my mind is thinking, I think I might just sidestep this whole thing and give it to somebody else. I don't know. These are all just questions. These are all just questions. This is all just theory. I got to be very transparent on FlefTube. But the magic show is already beginning, folks. You know why? Because they're saying in all the polls, it's a tight race. Oh, it's one for the books, folks. They're neck to neck. Biden's Biden's edging it out. Biden's edging it out. If this was like a horse race, Biden would be ahead by a nose. By a nose, and then in August, maybe something else happens. But yes, folks, if you've been on ninoscorner.tv, you're way ahead of the ball. Pat yourself on the back. Pat yourself on the back. So RFK posts on X. Let's hear what he posted on X. RFK posts on X. A second Trump presidency would be bad for the country. President Trump had his chance. Did he really? Did he really have his chance? Because those 4 years to me were spectacular. President Trump had his chance. He failed. He said he drained the swamp. Instead, he filled his government with corporate insiders. Kind of like Nicole Shanahanahan. Kind of like your VP pick, Shanahanahan. He said he'd out the deficit, but bloated it instead. He said he'd put America first and said he let bureaucracies like Tony, I don't like to say his name, but you know the guy with the F-laugh name, with the boogeyman, down the entire country. We don't know what stage the next crisis will take, what shape the next crisis will take, but we know there will be one. He's telling you right now, there will be one. When it happens, we need a leader. He's saying we need a leader. We need a leader who can be trusted to stand for peace, to stand for freedom, and to stand for truth. This is RFK on his X right here. Here you go. I say let go ahead. Let's since Biden doesn't want to do it, let's have RFK and Trump debate. Let that happen. Let's see that. If Biden doesn't want to do it, let's have RFK and Trump challenge. Put the challenge out. Let's see it. All you gotta do is project your voice. But we don't want you to come off like a bully. So Trump, Mr. T, I'm going to start saying Mr. T more. Mr. T wants to set interest rates himself. Hint, hint, hint. Federal Reserve should be worried. Folks, never in our lifetimes or never before my dad's lifetime, nobody's lifetime that I know of, that's alive today, can say that a president has come out and shots fire at the feds, okay? This is the first time I've ever seen anything like this, and it should be a big, big, big hint to you guys what's going on here. He can't really say it like I can't say things on Fluffy, but he can't really say it out loud. But Trump to set interest rates himself under secret presidential plan. Is this real? Well, it sounds like it. Mr. T aides have drawn up a secret plan to oust the chairman of the Federal Reserve and allow the president to set interest rates according to reports. Allies are said to have drawn up a range of proposals for the way monetary policy could be run in a second Mr. T administration, including rolling back the independence of the central bank. Hint, hint, hint. Big fucking hints right there, which has been critical to the functioning of the economy and financial system in recent decades. Supporters of the Republican candidate have compiled a 10-page document with a new vision for the running of the central bank and monetary policy, according to the Wall Street Journal. It includes the authority to eject Jerome Powell from his position as chairman at the rate-setting Federal Open Market Committee. Mr. T appointed Mr. Powell to the position in his first term as president, having declined to give the incumbent Janet Yellen, a second term at the Federal Reserve. Ms. Yellen is now Treasury Secretary for the Joe Biden administration. The document also suggests Mr. T could be consulted on interest rate decisions by the Federal Reserve chair, who would then negotiate the final decision on borrowing costs with other policymakers on his behalf. Less sweeping changes to the central bank could include exposing its regulations to more regular reviews by the White House. Bam! This is huge. You guys not understand how big this is. And let me tell you, it's really much bigger, but he's just kind of like letting people see a taste, get a little taste of this. Thank you, Larkspur Spirit. Thank you. Thank you for all you do as well. Thank you for the donations. Thank you for the contributions. All right, so planning for potential president transition underway as Biden administration kicks it off. What? Why? Why now? Why right? I don't know. Now, I talked to a few people. They said, absolutely, it's protocol, but I don't know. President Joe Biden's administration has formally begun planning for a potential presidential transition. I don't know. I feel like it's kind of early. Aiming to ensure continuity of government, no matter the outcome of November's general election. Continuity of government? President Joe Biden's administration on Friday formally began planning for a potential presidential transition. Ah, my fucking foot cramped up. You guys ever get that? Maybe I need more water. Too much coffee. Ugh. My foot and my calf. Fuck. Híjole, David, it hurts. Oh, David, it hurts so bad. David, go faster, David. Biden's administration on Friday formally began planning for potential presidential transition, aiming to ensure continuity of government no matter the outcome of November's general election. Shalanda Young, the director of the Office of Management and Budget, sent memos to all executive departments and agencies directing them to name a point person for transition planning by May 3rd. It's the routine first step in congressionally mandated preparedness for presidential transition. It's a routine step. I don't know. I think this is kind of early. I want to get some people on my program to talk about this. Now, I don't know any different. I don't know. I just thought it was interesting to bring up. It could be protocol. It could be something that's very normal. But I don't know. Coming into August, I think there's some strange things happening. Give me a thumbs up if you feel the same way I do. Give me a thumbs up if you like it. So, Biden roasts Trump in a serious way. It has in parentheses. I got a light head right now. That nicotine hit me hard. That's actually a good cigar. I take that back. I haven't been this. Woo! I did a little bit of vaping not too long ago. I figure, you know, I'm sober. I don't have any vices anymore. It's kind of boring. Life's kind of boring. I miss my dog, Axel. It's lonely without Axel. It really is. It got lonely. Everyone's like, well, go get another dog. I'm like, I don't know. I feel like it's cheating. I feel like I need to owe Axel some respect and not get a dog just yet because no dog can really take his place right now. So, out of love for my dog, I am not going to get another dog for a while. So, and plus I kind of enjoy, less responsibilities. All right. So let's get to Biden roast Trump in a serious way, an annual press dinner. President Biden joked about his age and took jabs at former Mr. T during Saturday's White House Correspondents Association dinner. Why it matters, Biden has been increasingly using humor in recent weeks to criticize his predecessor and 2024 rival and push it back against concerns over his age. The 2024 election is in full swing, and yes, age is an issue. I'm a grown man running against a six-year-old, Biden said. Also calling Trump Sleepy Don. Hold on. You can't steal other people's taglines, dude. Doesn't Trump call him Sleepy Joe? And now Joe's calling him Sleepy Don. Get a little more original, guy. Okay? Think of something outside the box. Come on. Okay? I can think of a million things, but I won't say it because I like Mr. T. Age is the only thing we have in common. My vice president actually endorses me, Biden said in reference to former Vice President Mike Pence not endorsing Trump. Bing, 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 bing. Now it's time. All right, one more time, folks. Just stay with me. Have you heard of cert food diet? Probably not, because it's something that only popular among celebrities. It's in fact actually not a restrictive diet at all. It's all about specific foods you should be adding to your diet. You may know some big names who have actually followed this diet, like world famous singers, which we can't mention here, but she reportedly lost 100 whopping pounds using this exact same method in 2019. You know, all of us can lose some weight. I'm even losing weight. I don't want to look too skinny, but I'm doing all these diets. Or maybe you've heard of a certain mixed martial artist, Conor McGregor, who claims to have used this diet as well, or world championship boxer David Haye. It should be David Nino Rodriguez, but David Haye is a hell of a fighter, by the way, who credits his amazing shape to this. Now, the two international best-selling authors who created the CERT food diet, Glenn Matten and Aidan Goggins, have a new, even more incredible way to get these potent CERT foods to all Americans, folks, by combining them into a revolutionary, powerful drink. It's just a drink. You just drink it. So you can get all the benefits of the diet by just drinking this. It's called Ultimate CERT Juice, and it was designed to help you lose weight, support your overall health, and give you more energy to do things you love. I know I've tried it, and I've been amazed at the results. And if you all can see on here, you can tell I'm losing weight. It's truly amazing. Since you've been a loyal listener to me, I'll give you $20 discount. Wow. On this amazing product to try for yourself. And hey, it's way cheaper than buying any juice cleanse or all the ingredients. Get your supply of Ultimate CERT Juice now by going to GetCERT.com/Nino. That's GetCERT.com/Nino. Click on the box below, folks, and get started. Get losing weight. All right. So Biden's roasting Trump. RFK's firing shots at Trump. Do you see what's happening here? Seems to me like a WWE tag team effort. Do you guys not see it? Was I not right? All you got to do is look at his VP pick, Nicole Shanahan. And I talked about this with the advisor, and she really didn't have an answer for me, but that's okay. I liked Angela King. She's a really nice lady, by the way. Took time to take an interview with Nino, so I commend her for that. I'm still waiting on RFK to take the interview, but I have a feeling that will not happen. Doc Ride, thank you. Foster a pity. That's what I did. Axel was a shelter dog. I got him at the shelter. I'm still heartbroken, folks. It takes me a while to rebound. I was like that with relationships, too. Whenever I broke up with a girl or something like that happened, I wouldn't really rebound fast. I'd just play the field for a few years. Oh, boy. So CNN poll, folks. A CNN poll. Get this. CNN poll. Trump maintains lead over Biden in 2024 matchup as views on the presidential as their presidency diverged. Donald Trump continues to hold an advantage over President Joe Biden as the campaign and the former president's criminal trial move forward, according to a CNN poll conducted by SSRS. And in the coming rematch, opinions about the first term of each man vying for a second 4 years in the White House now appear to work in Mr. T's favor. This is CNN saying this, with most Americans saying that, looking back, Mr. T's term as president was a success, while a broad majority says Biden has so far been a failure. I don't know. World War III? I would say that's a failure. World War III, a destroyed economy? Yeah, I would say that's a failure. Trump, Mr. T support in the poll among registered voters holds steady at 49% in a head-to-head matchup against Biden, the same as a CNN's last national poll on the race in January, while Biden stands at 43%. So they're head-to-head. They're head-to-head. And in this forecasting pioneer, in this article, he says, a lot would have to go wrong for Biden to lose. A notable forecaster of presidential electors said in a recent interview that a lot would have to go wrong for President Biden to lose in November. Thank you, Liz Straub. In an interview with The Guardian released Friday, American University professor Alan Lichtman pointed to his method to predict presidential elections using 13 keys, including whether the incumbent party candidate is the sitting president, and there is no serious contest for the incumbent party nomination. Lichtman noted that Biden is the incumbent and handily defeated others in the Democratic Party in the primary. The two keys of the top, Lightman said, according to The Guardian, that means six more keys would have to fail to predict his defeat. A lot would have to go wrong for Biden to lose. Where did we hear that before? 2016? Understand that all syndicates, all syndications are against Mr. T. That's just the way it is. So we've all heard this song and dance before, but I tend to believe we're not going there. Graham predicts Supreme Court will send Trump presidential immunity case to lower courts. Now, I want to talk to some people about this because I don't know exactly what that means. Does that mean that they're going to be able to handle it? And just a lot can go wrong in that situation, in my opinion. Lindsey Graham, presidential, predicted Sunday that the Supreme Court will send former President Mr. T's immunity case back to the lower courts. Well, I think the court's going to find that presidential immunity exists for Mr. T like every other president, but you got to be within the scope of being president. I think they'll send it back to the lower courts to find out exactly what actions fall within presidential immunity and what are considered personal. I think that's the way this will end. There will be some immunity for some of the actions, Graham said on CNN's State of the Union. The Supreme Court heard arguments last week over whether Mr. T could have presidential immunity from criminal prosecution in the federal January 6th case brought to special counsel Jack Smith. The high court appeared open to some presidential immunity for the former president, which could potentially delay the criminal cases brought against him even further. I remember when Graham went to Lindsey Graham went to Mar-a-Lago, and Juanito was there. And Juanito was a table over taking pictures of a very nervous Graham. Those type of things, I don't know, stand out to me, folks. Say what you want, but they kind of stand out to me. Like, why? Like, he was at a table, right? Man, it was crazy. Not going to go too much more into it, but there's some things. Let's get to some border news. Border news, folks. Now, this is crazy because this has happened a few times in El Paso, but I thought I'd bring it to your all's attention, especially when they were having the cartel wars in Juarez. People were getting shot in El Paso. There's a few people that got shot downtown in El Paso. Person shot across the border at a Border Patrol agent, officials say. So U.S. Border Patrol sent a statement to ABC 7 Thursday night with the details of the incident. On April 25th, 2024, a Border Patrol agent assigned to the El Paso sector was involved in a use of force incident near the border. The incident is under review by Customs and Border Protection's Office of Professional Responsibility. Additional information will be shared as it becomes available. Mexican Emergency Dispatch received a 911 call reporting shots fired at about 1:53 p.m. Thursday. Reports state it happened in what's known as the Riveras del Bravo K neighborhood. Okay, 10 neighborhood along the Juarez Provenir Highway near Riviera del Maple Street near the border wall, international marker number 53 across San Elizario, Texas. I've been there many times. An agent of the U.S. Border Patrol reported a man shot his firearm in the agent's direction. Officers of the Juarez Secretary of Public Safety and the Chihuahua Department of Public Safety responded to the scene, but not find any suspects in the area upon their arrival. No arrests have been made on the Mexican side at this time. Border Patrol says it's ready for a new migrant surge in El Paso. Like I said, folks, a lot of you ask me, how can you live there? That's such a dangerous place. No, it's not. They're leaving here, going there. They're going to you. El Paso, Texas, a new cargo train carrying hundreds of migrants stopped. Atop boxcars have arrived Thursday morning in Juarez, Mexico, the third mass arrival of asylum seekers to the region in the past 3 days. Some U.S. officials are attributing the surge to a concerned effort by transnational criminal organizations to profit from foreign citizens fleeing economic and public safety crises in their countries. As the trickle of migrants coming across the Rio Grande increases by the hour, By the hour, folks, U.S. Border Patrol officials in El Paso say they are prepared to handle the surge. We have seen multiple small groups of people arriving at different times throughout the night and day, said Claudio Herrera Bereza, a spokesman for the Border Patrol in El Paso. All these migrants are being pushed by disinformation on social media. Who's doing that? Who's funding that? They believe that once they cross the border, they will be put for asylum and be free to go. The reality is these migrants are going to be processed for removal. Yeah. Processed and then flown out. I've been on the flights. You can go to the El Paso airport, folks. I've also put the mayor's number on. I put Oscar Leeser. Oh, he's such a good boy. Those are the commercials. Oscar Leeser. He's such a good boy. Being flown out and bust out, basically, is what I'm seeing here. First-hand experience. I'm here. I'm on the front lines. Beto O'Rourke's wife's family owns a train line here in El Paso. No shit. I didn't even know that. Do you guys think we've seen the last of Beto O'Rourke? Beto O'Rourke, the Irishman. Do you think we've seen the last of him? I got a feeling he's going to resurface pretty soon. He can't stay away from the limelight. Beto, you're welcome to come on my show, buddy. Do you know that you were the one that gave me that gave out the plaque that said David Nino Rodriguez Day? You handed that to me. Do you guys know that there's a day here in El Paso, David Nino Rodriguez Day in El Paso, March 3rd? I thought it was 23rd, but I went and looked at it. I was like, oh, I don't even know my own day. It's March 3rd, David Nino Rodriguez Day. When I was an incredible boxer, when I was coming up, everyone had high hopes and dreams for me. Something's going to happen with O'Rourke. I got a feeling, you know, now, listen to what I'm saying, O'Rourke. Huh. Gosh, I would hate to, let's see what happens with this guy. He may resurface like a turd that doesn't flush. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem defends book excerpt where she describes killing a dog and a goat. Vice President contender South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem defended actions described in her upcoming book in which she killed a dog and goat on her family farm. According to the excerpt, which was obtained by the Guardian, Noem killed her dog, Cricket, because the dog was untrainable. You should have just gave him away, okay? dangerous to anyone she came in contact with and less than worthless. Damn. As a hunting dog. Well, it's worthless as a hunting dog. Yeah. I don't know. A lot of my friends, they would go out in the desert here and shoot rabbits and really shoot anything they saw, coyotes. I went out with them a few times, and I couldn't do it, man. I'll never forget, I had a gun pointed at this rabbit, and all my friends were like, shoot it, shoot it. And it was sitting there looking at me. Its heart was beating fast. It was just staring at me and knew its life was about to be taken. And I looked at it with the gun right at the rabbit, and I go, ah, can't do it. Can't do it. So I fired below the rabbit to make my friends think, like, oh, yeah, at least he shot at it. And they're like, dude, you're a horrible shot, man. You're a terrible shot. And I was like, yeah. Yeah. And then I just told them, I'm like, you guys suck. I can't do this shit. If this is what you need to prove your manhood, to kill little furry rabbits in the desert, you guys are dicks. I ain't doing it. I'm not going to kill little innocent animals. What the fuck did they do to me? I'm here. Could you imagine if there were some giant rabbits with guns hunting humans? Just saying, I have a problem with that. I don't. If you're hunting for food, it's a different thing. If you're eating the food, cooking it, and that's different, way different. But just doing it to do it, I can't do it. I'm against it. UK forces may be deployed on the ground in Gaza to help deliver aid. Really? So let's just bomb the shit out of them, and then they'll give them food for whoever survives. British troops could be deployed on the ground in Gaza to help deliver aid via a new sea route, the BBC has learned. The U.S. has said no American forces would be ashore and an unnamed third party would drive trucks along a floating causeway onto the beach. The U.K. is understood to be considering tasking British troops with this when the aid corridor opens next month. White House sources said no decision has been made on the issue, had not yet crossed the prime minister's desk. The Ministry of Defense and Israel Army declined to comment. So we got UK forces being deployed to deliver food. Hamas releases first proof of life video showing kidnapped American Keith Siegel. So Hamas has released a sick new video footage showing the first proof of life footage of American hostage Keith Siegel. Do you guys even believe any of this? Or do you think it's kind of like, do you think it could be possible that maybe, just maybe, there's like a green screen and they're all, I don't know, but I'm going to read it. Siegel, a father of four and grandfather of five, appears gaunt and exhausted in the three and a half minute long edited film, where at one point his eyes welled up with tears before he folded his head over and cried into his arms. The Chapel Hill, North Carolina native appeared in the video with another fellow hostage, Omri Maran. They said in Hebrew they are praying for a deal between Israel and the terrorist group that sees them and other captives return home. The Times of Israel reported the newly released footage is undated, but Siegel, 64, discussed the ongoing Passover holiday, and Maran, 46, says he has been held captive for 202 days. The pair also said they have seen demonstrators in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem pressing for their release, according to 24. The hostages urged Israelis to continue their efforts. They're being held hostage by Hamas, but they also go on to say, please continue your efforts, suggesting the constant heat could push the Israel government into negotiating a deal with Hamas. Let's talk about tornadoes. So all of you saw, I don't know, do you guys remember when I read the Abbott emergency declaration on X, where he's like, get your food, get supplies, they're tax-free right now, and then we get hit with tornadoes? I'm wondering, did he know? See, this is where I get like, this is where my conspiracy mind comes in. It's just a question. Do you think this is natural, folks? I don't know. Tornadoes leave trail of destruction as four injured, hundreds of homes damaged, and there's 83 reports of tornadoes across 83 reports of tornadoes across five states in Friday's storms. Severe weather left a trail of destruction in the heartland on Friday with 83 reports of tornadoes across five states. Count them, five states. 83 reports. One thing about El Paso, folks, we don't really need to worry about tornadoes. I think we've had a tornado here a couple times, but they break up with the mountains. So then once they touch down, they break up. So El Paso, as boring as it is, we don't get tornadoes. And we really don't get winter storms either. It's a great place, in my opinion. We get a lot of immigrants. But they leave us and go to you. Tornadoes killed four people in Oklahoma and left thousands without power Sunday after a destructive outbreak of severe weather flattened buildings in the heart of one rural town and injured at least 100 people across the state. More than 20,000 people remained without electricity after tornadoes began late Saturday night. The destruction was extensive in Solpur, a town of 5,000 people, where many downtown buildings were reduced to rubble and roofs were sheared off houses across a 15-block radius. You just can't believe the destruction, Oklahoma Governor Kevin Sitt said during a visit to the hard-hit town. It seems like every business downtown has been destroyed. Stitt said about 30 people were injured alone in Sulphur, including some who were in a bar as the tornado tore through. Oh, fuck. You were at a bar when the tornado came through? Holy shit. That would fuck up my buzz. Yeah. Actually, I've been in a tornado in Austin. I remember one went through downtown a long time ago. It was about 10 years ago. We were in the garage, a parking garage, and the tornado went right over us. I didn't really notice anything. But people were like, oh my God, a tornado. And I was like, eh. Break out the kites. I don't know. So let's get to some Revenge of the Nerds news. Nerds, they do, you know, they need to come up with nerd fights because Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg never fought in the cage, but Zuckerberg still beat Musk by surpassing his net worth for the first time in years. Would you pay to watch these dorks fight? I mean, I might. I mean, while their much-hyped cage match never manifested, the rivalry between Meta Platforms Inc. CEO Mark Zuckerberg and Tesla Inc. CEO Elon Musk continues to play out in the real world, with their net worth acting as the scorecard, folks. The executives traded barbs on social media last year, each appearing ready to face off in a physical match until Musk reported needing surgery. Putting an end to the planned event, Zuckerberg landed a metaphorical jab at Musk by surpassing him on the Bloomberg Billionaires Index for the first time since 2020. Can you imagine being so rich that you're in competition? Elon Musk and Zuckerberg, their competition is who's worth more billions? I'm telling you one thing. Why doesn't Elon Musk buy TikTok? That's what I'm saying. Why doesn't he and Trump team up and buy TikTok? But TikTok says they're not going to sell, right? They're saying they're not going to sell. They're going to wait it out. They're going to wait it out. But I don't know. If Musk wants to really land that chingazo, then I think he should at least explore it. I'm sure they are. Harvey Weinstein and some Harvey Weinstein news. Taken to the hospital after transferring to Rikers Island jail ahead of court appearance. Harvey Weinstein was hospitalized Saturday for a battery of tests after returning to Rikers Island jail ahead of a court appearance next week. The 72-year-old, man, can you imagine being 72 in jail? 72 in jail, man. At this age, in my 40s, I need to have a comfortable bed. I need peace and quiet. I can't imagine being in jail, listening to other inmates, being fed crappy food on a small mat, because the mats in jail are like this. They suck. I've been in jail. I've been in Mexican jail too, by the way. The 72-year-old former Hollywood powerhouse was taken to Bellevue Hospital in Manhattan. I don't know if I said that right. For more thorough exams, after he was checked out by doctors at Rikers, his attorney Arthur Adala said. Adala said it seems Weinstein needs a lot of help physically. So will he even make it, folks? I mean, his days are done. His days are done, in my opinion. I don't, you know, I've heard that that in the courts that it was horrific. Some of the stuff the stenographer heard. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I heard some really bad stuff. But let's get to some better news. You guys want to hear some better news, some good news? Russell Brand announces baptism after 4 months long spiritual journey, taking the plunge. So this guy is going to be a born again Christian. This is amazing. I find this to be very uplifting, if you ask me. Actor and comedian Russell Brand announced Friday that he's going to be baptized this weekend. Wow. In a months long public wrestling with the tenets of Christianity. So he's been wrestling with this for quite some time. And folks, I'm going to tell you this right now. I'm looking to get baptized myself. I was raised Catholic, so I was baptized as a baby, but I want to do it out of my own free will. Now, a lot of you say, well, you don't need to do that. You already have the Holy Spirit. I want to show my love to God and do it myself. I want to make the decision myself. I'll feel better about that. So I'm going to go ahead and take the plunge myself soon. I don't know when, but soon. Brand said that said he had heard baptism explained to him as an opportunity to die and be reborn, an opportunity to leave the past behind and be reborn in Christ's name. Like it says in Galatians, that you can live as an enlightened and awakened person. He also referenced what he suggested were non-Christian reflections on the same theme of embracing death for the snake of life. for the sake of life, not snake of life, sake of life. All these things seem to be so inviting and beautiful, he said. I'm going to go with that. I think I'm going to do the same thing. I'll let you all know. Maybe I'll, I don't know. It should be a very personal thing. So, folks, I don't know how many of you are Catholic, but would you give your confessions to an AI priest? Well, that's happening. And I just think that sounds dangerous. I don't think anybody, first of all, I don't feel like any man should know my sins. Second, giving it to an AI system, telling your confessions to an AI system just doesn't seem all that good to me, if you know what I'm saying. Virtual AI priest, Father Justin, who believes he's real and can absolve your sins, faces backlash over bizarre answers. A virtual AI priest called Father Justin has had his white collar removed just days after launch. Catholic advocacy group Catholic Answers released the desktop accessible AI priest earlier this week, but users have dubbed the app creepy. The Catholic chatbot has been offering sexist advice, outdated views on women, as well as absolutions and what one user called an ethical, theological, and privacy nightmare. Father Justin was quickly defrocked of his robes and now wears a shirt and blazer after it repeatedly claimed it was a real member of the clergy. I guess it's good that he says he can't offer the sacrament, but then encourages the confession. Holy, ethical, theological, and privacy nightmare. So would you all feel comfortable giving an AI priest your confessions? I don't feel... True story. You guys want to hear a true story? Third grade. I was looking at either getting expelled from school. Yes, I was a bad kid. Or I had to go to confession. And I said, well, you know, obviously this is a no-brainer. I'll go to confession. So the principal, Miss Sandoval, said, okay, well, go to confession this afternoon, and I'll talk to the priest afterwards, and we'll see if we'll keep you in school, David. I said, okay. And so I went to the confession, and I sat in there and waited for the priest. He came in, sat in the confession booth, and I said, you tell me yours first, Father David. His name was Father David. And, yeah, that was it. I got kicked out of school, and they didn't expel me, but I was suspended, which I like to call a three-day vacation. And I had to really think about my sins, and I had to come back and confess them, and I still didn't. I was in third grade, and that's just where my mind was. So this AI talks about his childhood in Assisi, Italy, and that from a young age, I felt strong calling to priesthood. This is an AI robot telling you that at a young age, he felt a calling to priesthood. Artificial intelligence, also known as AI, is a type of computer software. Typically, a computer will do what you tell it to do, but artificial intelligence simulates the human mind and can make its own deductions, inferences, or decisions. A simple computer might tell you, might let you set an alarm to wake up, but an AI system might scan your emails, work out you've got a meeting tomorrow, and then set an alarm and plan a journey for you. I think we're getting into some really dangerous waters with AI, folks. I really do. I think it needs to be reined in and stopped, in my opinion. I think this is getting way out of hand. It kind of reminds me of the movie The Matrix. What if we're already in an AI system and we don't even know it? Because I believe we are already living in a simulation. I do. I believe that. I'm saying God is the master engineer, but I kind of feel we're already in this simulation. This mysterious reality makes no sense. It just doesn't. But it does make sense if you think it's in a simulation. Let's get to what the fuck news. Sexsomnia, folks. Sexsomnia, an embarrassing sleep disorder nobody wants to talk about. Sexsomnia. I think I used to have that. I'm not sure. I was out having, okay. A 38-year-old man repeatedly tries to force his wife to have sex in the middle of the night, but has no memory of his actions when he wakes up. It's kind of like me when I wake up to go eat Oreos. I don't remember I did it, but then I see an empty bag of Oreos on the kitchen counter. A married woman in her mid-20s often tears off her clothing and masturbates, but remembers nothing when her partner rouses her. For a dozen years, a 31-year-old man masturbates while asleep, at times injuring his groin. He's a compulsive, violent masturbator, supposedly. Embarrassed due to his unconscious behavior, he avoids relationships for 8 years. I don't know. Get with an info. They'll appreciate this type of behavior. These are clinically documented cases of sleep sex or sexsomnia, part of family of sleep disorders called parasomnias that include sleepwalking, sleep talking, sleep eating, and sleep terrors. While it may seem as if people are acting out dreams, many parasomnias occur when the brain is not in dream state, said Dr. Carlos Schneck, a professor and senior staff psychiatrist at the Hennepin County Medical Center at the University of Minnesota. These are disorders of arousal, said Schneck, who has studied parasomnias for decades. They most often occur during the slowest, deepest stage of sleep, called delta sleep. It's like an alarm or trigger goes off in the central nervous system, and you go from your basement to your roof in no time flat. Your cognitive is deeply asleep, and you're not with the program, but your body is activated, Schneck said. That's dangerous because you can start walking and running and doing all sorts of things without your mind even being awake. It's difficult to study sexsomnia because unless people injure themselves, many have no idea of their unconscious sexual activity until a bed partner tells them about it. Do any of you suffer from this? Give me a thumbs up. Do you know? Do you even know? Do you ever wake up with your groin hurting? In 2010, study quizzed 1,000 randomly selected adults in Norway and found about 7% had experienced sexsomnia at least once during their lives, while nearly 3% were currently living with the condition. There are some people who will engage in sexual activity with their partner and it's not bothersome to either one of them. So it's possible that this could be a consensual for some, said Jennifer Munt, assistant professor of sleep medicine, psychiatry, and behavioral sciences at Northwestern University's Feinberg School of Medicine in Chicago. There are definitely instances where it's alarming to the partner and to the person who's doing it once they realize what they've done. Oh, boy. The episodes first began in 2005. According to one woman's husband, about twice a month, his wife would moan sexually and engage in dirty talk, words she never used while awake, he told Schneck, who treated the woman and published her anonymous case in 2021. At times, the woman would fondle her husband during the night, and they would engage in sex until she became conscious and accused her husband of forcing sex upon her. You know, Harvey Weinstein should use this excuse. Oh, I'm a sexomniac. She also masturbated while calling out other men's names, including that of a male coworker, leading her husband to believe she was cheating on him. Well, yeah, I would think so. However, partners should not assume people with sexsomnia are allowing a secret to escape from their subconscious, next said. Gosh, man, this opens the door. Anybody can just blame it. Here, all right, folks, you can blame it on sexsomnia. Have you ever yell out someone else's name during sex? Well, I was asleep. I was sleep sexing. The sleeping brain is wired very differently from the waking brain, he said. You're not conscious when you're asleep, so you can't reach any valid conclusion about so-called lying or truth-telling in your sleep. The woman refused to believe her husband's descriptions of her behavior for years, finally seeking professional treatment in 2016 after her 9-year-old son heard her moaning sexually while asleep. That was terrible, terrible, Schneck said. And what it's really, and what is really discerning is to these patients is that they have total amnesia. It's their bed partner or family member telling them, you did this, why did you do that? And the patient says, I don't remember anything. So they're really embarrassed, full of shame, very apologetic, and totally miserable. Do any of you suffer from sexsomnia? Oh, fuck. So what do you guys think about me bringing on more entertainment stuff on this channel? I just kind of want to mix it up. I still have the drop. I still have the drop, by the way. I haven't been there. I'm kind of using it as a backup channel. I might go back to the drop and start doing things, but it takes a lot of time, folks. You don't realize what being a YouTuber's life is like. It's very hard. It's hard to be a YouTuber. Nothing like a cigar and coffee in the morning, folks. I got to tell you, it does the body good. I got Machine Gun Preacher next, folks. Machine Gun Preacher is next. The Ghost is going up on Nino's Corner .tv. Ivan Raiklin is there right now. Susan Bradford's going up. Carrie Cassidy's going up. I mean, I got a lot, folks. I got a lot. Nino's Corner.tv. If you ain't there, you're missing out. All right, folks. I'm out of here. I'll see you Wednesday, 9:30. Same bat channel, same bat time, 9:30 a.m. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. The contest is going right now. 1,500 first place, 1,000 second place, $500 third place. Get busy, folks. Get the shares out there. Get the likes going. Screenshot it. Send it to Nino's Contests at Gmail. And I'll pick a winner May 31st. All right, folks, I'm out of here. And the new heavyweight champion of podcasting and the black sheep of broadcasting, folks. Later. I'm out of here.